So by allowing departments to run their own kind of meeting schedules, I have allowed that leadership to create an environment in that department that allows the leadership to succeed. And if the leadership succeeds, the department will succeed. And if the department succeeds, the company will succeed.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? That's right, your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, and I am back with another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. And today we're going to talk about time-sucking meetings, and four ways to optimize them. Man, meetings. Oh, gosh, I just think about meetings and I just want to pull my cheeks down and just do one of these faces if you're watching on YouTube. It's been a constant battle of mine. So we're gonna talk about meetings today and my thoughts on meetings. And I don't know if I have a solution yet, but I'm at least in the journey of finding one, and I'm closer today than I was 5 years ago. And I'm not finding the answer in books, and I'll explain why that is. But before we get into any of this fun stuff, come on. Are you a member of LURN.com? Learn Nation, come on, go join us at LURN.com. We're going to be putting 10 million entrepreneurs into one platform, connecting you with entrepreneurs all over the world for the purpose of helping one another, supporting each other, not only make our dreams come true, but to change the world, to save the world. Because sure as heck, our government's not going to do it. We have to do it. But when we stick together, we can do so much more. And that's the vision of LURN. That's what we're doing. We are the transformational home for entrepreneurs. 10 million entrepreneurs in one platform. That's what we're moving towards. You can either be a part of it or you can stand by and watch this movement walk right by you. You don't want to do that. Just go to LURN, LURN.com, get your free account. Get in there, start taking some of our amazing courses. We got free courses, paid courses, and wait as we get all of our other features launched because we're still beta on this platform. It's amazing. 320,000 members already. All right. Now, let's talk about where I am right now. So you're listening to this on November 11th. I've obviously filmed this far in advance. I'm back, hopefully, if everything went right. I'm back from Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, and I had an amazing time, hopefully. And it was very profitable and it was fun. And I'm probably exhausted because pretty much every vacation I ever take, I need a vacation after the vacation. So my next episode is going to be all about my journey, what I went through, what I did, how I did it, what I learned. But I'm back, but I didn't have enough time. So this is why I'm pre-filming this episode. And then we'll get you back into my live mode week to week now. So let's talk about meetings. All right. They call it death by meetings. And I think it's such a true concept. Now, I feel like there are certain people that thrive in a meeting culture. They love meetings. And I feel like there are certain people that do not. I am one of the ones that does not. And this comes down to, in what I've discovered over the last couple of years, this comes down to how social you are. We have a metric we use in the company. It's not like Myers-Briggs or anything. It's a different one that I love. And that metric can tell us how social someone is. And it maps them against the average of average population. So the average population will be X social. Are they one click, two clicks, three clicks, four clicks, five clicks above average? Or are they one click, two click, three click, four click below average? Now, if they are below average, what that tells you is that they are a quiet thinker. They are a be in my own head, leave me alone type of person. That means their best is going to come when they're left alone, aka not in meetings. However, when you have a high social, when you have people that are above the average, technically their best will come when they are surrounded by people and talking. So this is why I feel like I haven't yet found a solution to the meeting problem, because I don't think there is one. And the books, the management books and all these books, they try to give you a templated solution, what will work for everyone. And what I've discovered is that's not true. I think what works will be different by company. Some companies will thrive in a meeting-centric environment. Some will not. For example, I'm a big fan of reading a book called Scaling Up. I think it really teaches you how to grow and scale a business. It's by Vern. I forgot his last name for a second, but by Vern. Look it up. Scaling Up. It's built off of the Rockefeller Habit. It's a very popular book. It's got a cult following amongst entrepreneurs and CEOs that are growing their companies. And I love it. I love like 90% of it. The only part of it that really hit home like in a bad way for me was, God, it's meeting heavy, man. I mean, in that book, you are having constant meetings, daily meetings. You know, you have your management meetings, you have your leadership meetings, you have your department meetings, you have your this meeting, you have that meeting. And I was honestly reading that part and just getting anxiety. So, but I wanted to be a good student. So we applied back in 2016 and 17. 2017 would be the first year where we really truly applied many parts of that book into our business. And by no coincidence, it was our best growth year. We had this ridiculous growth in 2017. And then it kind of started to fall by the wayside a little bit in 2018, and it started to pick back up in 2019. And the minute we started picking it back up, look at the business. Again, no coincidence. It started to take off again. So back in 2017, we administered meetings. Now, one of the things that the book teaches you is to have department meetings every morning. Every one of the departments should connect every morning. And it should be 15-minute stand-up meetings, they call it, where you just quickly go person by person, what are you doing, what's your focus, and that way if there's any issue, any pause, anyone waiting for something, you can get rapid fire feedback and not waste a day. Okay, sounds great in absolute theory, love it. Okay, we implemented it. I hated it. So I'm technically a part of our marketing team, so I would have to be there for the marketing meetings. And then I'm also part of the sales team, so I would technically should also be the sales meetings. I'm not a part of the other department, so I was like, thank God, I don't have to be on those meetings, but I am very actively involved in marketing and sales. And I was diligent, at least on the marketing meetings back then. We didn't have sales meetings, but I did have marketing meetings. And so I would get on all of them, and I was just like, oh, it'd be morning. They should be in the morning. And I'm like, oh, I'm not ready for it. I don't feel like meeting. I'm not up yet. My brain's not on. And I'm starting with this stress of a meeting. Okay, so anyway, I did it though. And it worked. I guess it worked, right? But then I started to build an infrastructure toward in 2018 where I was like, I don't want to be a part of any department. So I don't want to be a part of marketing. I don't want to be a part of sales. I don't want to be a part of any department, right? So I started to implement the right proper structure to have leadership in each of those departments. So that gave me an excuse to be out of the meetings. I was like, yay, you know, I'm not in a department, so I don't need a department meeting. I had other meetings to do, which I really also for the most part was like, oh, meetings. Now, what happens innately for me throughout the day is like people need time from me. You know, ops team has questions, so let's set up a meeting. Tech team has questions, let's set up a meeting. Marketing team has questions, let's set up a meeting. The marketing director has questions, let's set up a meeting. My AV team has questions, let's set up a meeting. It got out of control. 2018, I went into complete meeting heck. I won't say the bad word. Meeting HE double hockey sticks, all right? And I was just stressed all the time. I can tell you, if I think back to 2018, it was a horrible year. I don't even want to think about it. Like, for me personally, in my mindset. So I hadn't really found the solution. And I think as of a few months ago, I have found the solution. It's been working like a charm for me. But go figure, for me, it's been working like a charm to eliminate meetings. So in my departments, as 2017, like must have meetings started to fizzle out, 2018 started to click in. It was really interesting to watch my teams and as they made their own decisions. So I'll give you an example. My marketing team is led by someone who has a lower social. She doesn't process meetings well. Innately, that team does not do daily meetings. They do weekly morning huddles. But what she did is decided to change the morning meetings into the Slack group. So every morning, every team member knows exactly the template of a post they are supposed to make in that group. So everyone can read everyone's posts and the person leading the team can read the post. And that's been working like a charm for the marketing meeting. Yet our tech team, which is led by a person who has a bit of a higher social, they would literally revolt if they stopped their daily meetings. That the leader of that team would revolt if I came in and said, stop the meetings. So I don't have a company-wide policy regarding meetings. Then you look at another one of our departments and they run it completely differently. Then you look at another department that says we like daily meetings, but not the mornings. We do them midday. So by allowing departments to run their own kind of meeting schedules, I have allowed that leadership to create an environment in that department that allows the leadership to succeed. And if the leadership succeeds, the department will succeed. And if the department succeeds, the company will succeed. So I don't even necessarily know the meeting rhythm of every one of my departments. I just know my own. So I think this is why it's been years and I've been trying to look for the right solution to meetings and I haven't found it, because I think the appropriate meeting culture is probably driven by the person leading that group, not even the company. So chew on that. But having said that, I still do find myself in meetings and I do still find myself in requests for meetings, and meetings cannot be completely avoided. You got to get people in a room sometimes to talk about things to get faster execution. So I came up with four rules, four ways to optimize your meetings. Number one, always create an itinerary first. This is something I'm pretty religious about now. Even if I'm meeting with my marketing team or a person or an AV person or tech team, whatever, there's almost always five or six bullet points that I will write down and publish to the group in the meeting beforehand and say, these are my points, and I will stay on my points, and then they will get their points. And so before we get on the meeting, we have the specific points to go through, so we stay on track. It actually helps, but it doesn't completely protect us from digressing. We do tend to digress as well. So there are some other things that we're starting to put in place that have allowed us to stay on point. So this is a pretty common tip given by many people in management books and all the other books, like create your itinerary first. It works. I like it. I can't say I do it for every meeting, but like 80% of them I do this for, and it works. All right. Number two way to optimize your meetings. I love this one. This is my own little trick. Okay. You won't read this in a management book because it doesn't sound right. It sounds kind of manipulative, but it works so well. I like to set up my meetings before ultimate things, like things that cannot be moved. So I'll give you an example. I do this podcast, right? I have constant interviews with guests. So if I have a podcast interview that's starting at 4, I love to do my interviews at 4 p.m. That's like my prime time, because it's kind of end of day, and podcast interviews are usually like very exhausting for me. So like that ends at by 5:30 and like I can be done. So I necessarily don't have to go back to work. I can go home. Typically I'll go back to work, but I'm done. Like I said, it's a lot of social work for me, right? I'm a low social person. Being on a podcast is very engaging and socializing. So I don't want to get off the podcast and then plug myself back into my team. 5:30, the team is left. So even if I have to go to work, I'll be able to go do quiet work by myself. So I create my schedule in a way to facilitate my life. But if I have to have a meeting and I know my podcast is starting at 4, I'll schedule a meeting for 3:30. You see where I'm going with this? Because I can't move the podcast. I don't want to be rude to my guest. I got to be there at 4. So I have a hard stop, 3:55. And I'll announce my hard stop before the meeting starts. Guys and gals just want everyone to know here. I have a hard stop at 3:55. I got a podcast at 4, cannot move a minute past that. Let's please address the key points and get to them fast. Everyone moves with a rhythm. Or let's say I have a webinar coming up. Or let's say I have someone coming in, a guest coming in, a hiring interview. Or let's say I have a partner meeting. Or let's just say I have to leave. Like I got dinner with my family and I have to be out the door by 6 or by 5. Hard stop. So don't have a soft stop and then say you have a hard stop, because that's a problem. If you go on to a meeting and say, ladies and gentlemen, I have a hard stop at 3:55. But then every time you say that, you seem to stick around till 4:10, 4:15. It's the boy that cried wolf. You have lost your ability to implement that stop in the future. So I kind of like to schedule meetings before something that I just know innately I have a true hard stop. Little trick to make the meetings shorter. Number three, interrupt fast and realign often. I've gotten better and better at this. So when we're in a meeting, someone might go off on a tangent and they're kind of going on there. I will interrupt. I think the biggest reason meetings go long is because we feel bad. We feel like we don't want to be rude, but there's an art to interrupting. You don't have to be rude. You just kind of interrupt and say something regarding what they're saying and then just pivot them right back to topic. And I've noticed that I've almost never offended anybody, but I know I get my point across. You do that 4 times, you'll see that the person stops, they stop diverting by the 5th time because they catch on to the hint. They know what you're doing. But do it often. Do it fast. Don't wait around. If someone's going off into a tangent, don't give it 7 minutes before you interrupt. Interrupt in like 45 seconds, max 30 seconds. Right? So I've gotten really good at this. It is uncomfortable, just to tell you that. It is uncomfortable, but it really works. And number four, are you ready for this? Sometimes I'm just too busy and I've got someone waiting for me. I have decided to start doing something. So this may not work as well for potential group meetings that are needed, but for one-on-ones, this has really worked for me. And I found that the other person likes it as well. So someone might say, Anik, I really have 4 questions for you. I'd like to address these. Do you have time today? And sometimes I just don't. And they can't wait 3 days, and I don't want to wait 3 days. So I'll write back and say, do me a favor. Can you make a video for me? Like a screen capture video so they can use technology like useloom.com. That's useloom.com. It's free. They can use screencast-o-matic.com. Screencast-o-matic.com. Just type it into Google, screencast-o-matic. It's free. They can record their screen, have a mic. Anik, here's question number one, blah, 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 blah. Anik, question number two, blah, 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 blah. Anik, question number three, blah, 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 blah. And you know what? I listen to it. I take notes and then I make a video back for them. And what's brilliant about this is if we do a meeting, it'll take them time. They'll bring their laptop into the room, connect it to the TV. We'll get in there and say, hey, how you doing? Ha, ha, ha. Good, you know, this and that. Oh, lunch was funny today. What'd you eat? Now, you have to do the small talk because it's kind of rude to walk in and be like, all right, what do you want? But in a video, you don't do any of that. In a video or audio note, you start, you're like, here's my question, right? So you save time setting up, you save time chit-chatting, and you save time waiting around for people to get in the room. And the best part about this is I might have 15 minutes between something I'm doing and something else. That is not enough time for a meeting, but more than enough time to watch a video and reply in kind, but with a video, meeting diverted. How cool is that? This has been working for me in a big way. So step number four, highly endorsed. You got to do this, all right? This really works. Okay, so before we wrap up, I've got some bonus tips. I don't do these, but I've read about them, heard about them. I plan on trying them soon. And they're a little bit more abrasive. So are you ready? Number one, use your phone. So on your phone, like right now, whenever I record a podcast, you might not see this, I have a timer going. This is religious. I've done this since episode one. This is so that every now and then I can frequent it. So I make sure that I'm not rambling and I'm staying on point. Because my Monday episodes, I like to do in like 20 minutes or less. So sometimes I do go way above, but that's a conscious decision. Other times, so I can see right now. But on your phone, at least on an iPhone, they have something called a timer, all right? A timer. And they also have something called a stopwatch. So they have all these cool things that what you could do is set up. So if your meeting is supposed to be 30 minutes, you can literally set a 30-minute countdown timer, and then you leave it there, publicly visible for everybody. So you'll put it in the middle, like right on the table, and it counts down. It literally counts down from 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes backwards. Have you ever worked in an environment with a countdown timer? It innately creates urgency. It's so crazy. A little trick. So I tested this on a couple of meetings. I stopped because I felt really rude. Like it just felt like, I don't know, it felt weird. But I kind of want to try it again. I don't think anyone perceived it as rude, but it just felt weird to me. But it worked. And what happens is when the countdown hits zero, it goes, like it's just such a public declaration of get out of the room now. So that's tip number one that I plan on trying that I think could work. Number two that I heard from somebody, I don't know where I heard it, was awesome. And I want to try it. Standing meeting. Like if you're supposed to have a 15-minute meeting, just stand. Don't let anyone sit. Just do a standing meeting. And it's been proven, apparently, I remember reading a stat that standing meetings are literally about half as long as sitting meetings. When you're sitting, you're comfortable, you're scrolling around, looking around, standing, you're uncomfortable, you want to get out of there. So standing meeting. And then the third one, this is something I plan on implementing in my life just because I have the luxury of doing it as a CEO of the company. I'm gonna implement a new policy soon that's gonna be no more than two meetings a day. It's gonna be really tough to do. Because like a podcast interview will count as a meeting. For me, a meeting is anything where I have to do social engagement and interaction face-to-face. Remember, I do my best work quiet in a corner in the first 2-3 hours of the day, like literally where people don't even know where I am. So I consider a podcast interview a social engagement that is a meeting. So I'm going to implement a rule where I can only do two meetings a day. Then I'm going to evolve that rule into I can only do two meetings on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesdays and Thursdays. No meetings, no social interaction at all. Oh, I'm excited about that. It'll be so great. Like literally I can whole day to myself to just innovate, strategize, research, study. How cool is that? So I do plan on trying this. I'll let you know how it goes when I do it. But there you go. Too many time sucking meetings, four ways to optimize. That's my whole spiel on meetings. Come on, fighting entrepreneurs, get over to learn.com, sign up and get yourself a free membership and join the revolution, join our eventual 10 million entrepreneurs. And of course, get over to onikpodcast.com, A-N-I-K podcast.com. Listen to all of our amazing past episodes. If you liked this one, this is nothing, man. I've got so many amazing. I do all my Monday episodes are my individual ones with you. My Wednesday episodes are interviews, and my Friday episodes are called Freedom Friday. I talk about policy, politics, and cool stuff for entrepreneurs to know what's going on in the world. And so go out and check out all the other episodes. Get to show notes for this episode. If you're watching us on YouTube, please click subscribe, click the thumbs up icon, click the bell icon, and make sure to leave me a comment. I love reading those. And if you're listening to us on your favorite podcast platform, please subscribe and make sure to leave us a raving awesome review so that we can build our nation here and get more and more people into this podcast. Having said that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us today. I'll see you inside Learn, and I'll see you on a future episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. And until then, go out there and fight for your dreams, entrepreneurs. Make it happen. Disrupt some industries. Change the world. Let's do it together. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onik Singhal.